Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening. 1970 witnessed the hitch-plagued launch of Apollo 13, Russia's unmanned Luna 16 returning with rock samples from the moon, and China's first satellite in orbit. Atomic power was put to medical use in France with the successful installation of 3 nuclear-powered heart pacemakers. In spite of scientific progress in 1970, there were disturbing signs threatening civilization. A spate of hijackings and kidnappings to further the aims of splinter political groups. The hijacking of an Israeli airliner by PLO member Laila Khaled was foiled by Israeli security men. Khaled was captured and later released. This was not her first mission, as she explained.
I was told that you have an outside mission you have to do. I said, okay, what is it? They've told me that you have to go to Rome and to overcommand a TWA aircraft. I was astonished, really, because I thought that how could I do that thing? But they told me you would be trained, of course. I had not a very long time to be trained for navigation, and then I went for my mission, and it was so easy.
And in Canada, Quebec separatists kidnapped Cabinet Minister Pierre Laporte and British diplomat James Cross. Laporte's murdered body was found soon after. Canadian Premier Trudeau.
Well, it was shock and consternation, I believe, that all Canadians have learnt of the death of Mr. Pierre Laporte, who was so cowardly assassinated by a band of murderers. And I can't help feeling, as a Canadian, a deep sense of shame that this cruel and senseless act should have been conceived in cold blood and executed in like manner.
Cross was luckier that he was captured by a more lenient group and was released after 8 weeks. He described his ordeal.
Saturday was a quiet day until late in the evening when we were watching television. The news came through, first that a body had been found in the trunk of a car at St. Hubert Airport. Then the body was identified as that of Laporte, and later that my own body had been found at Rawdon, north of Montreal. That, I think, I sincerely trust, was the most terrible night of my life as I watched my death announced on television.
At the theater of 1970, Guerrillas by Rolf Hochuth, Peter Schaeffer's The Battle of Shrivings, Vivat Regina by Robert Belt, John Mortimer's A Voyage Around My Father, Home by David Story, and Neil Simon's The Last of the Red Hot Lovers. Musical giant of 1970 was Burt Bacharach, with 2 Academy Awards, one for his score for the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the other for this song.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
In the Middle East, major headlines were caused by the death of Egypt's Nasser, the 99-day truce along the Suez Canal, and an assassination attempt on Jordan's King Hussein. Independence went to Tonga, Guyana, and Gambia, while Ian Smith declared Rhodesia a republic. The fight for Irish independence continued. A new voice was heard, that of Bernadette Devlin.
I was in involved with people in defending their area against an attack. I don't care who was attacking them. I don't care who the people were. They were under attack. They were justified in defending themselves, and I believe I was justified in assisting their defense. I would do it again if the same circumstances.
At Sport in 1970, Brazil beat Italy by 4-1 for the World Soccer Cup. Tony Jacklin won the United States Open golf title, the first Englishman to do so in 50 years. Australian Margaret Smith grand slammed the major women's tennis tournaments, and confused boxing fans were informed that Joe Frazier was the official world heavyweight champion. But international doors were starting to slam in the face of South African sportsmen. After the demonstration plague rugby tour to Britain, the cricket tour never got off the ground, thanks mainly to Peter Hayne.
I think that the cricket tour, yes, will stop pretty soon after it's started, whatever the MCC does, even if it brings in the army. I don't think that they can prevent us from stopping it if they are silly enough to go ahead with it.
British Prime Minister Harold Wilson added,
"Now, when this tour went on, it was clear that many people must come to our outrage. I wasn't hurt at all by the thought of violence. I believe people should be free to demonstrate. I've always said that, but to demonstrate peacefully. We were right, I think, last week, to say that with the harm that might be done to this country and to other sports, the collapse of the Commonwealth Games in Edinburgh, for example, were right, I believe, to ask the Cricket Council to think again about the wider considerations, which they did in a most statesmanlike way, in my view."
Voting age was reduced to 18 in West Germany, America, and Britain, where Edward Heath's Conservative Party took over from Labour.
The Queen has asked me to form the next government, and I am indeed proud to accept. To govern is to serve. This government will be at the service of all the people, the whole nation. Our purpose is not to divide, but to unite. And where there are differences, to bring reconciliation.
The drop in the price of gold in the free market to below $35 an ounce didn't seem to deter South African moviegoers in 1970. We saw Catch 22, Paint Your Wagon, True Grit, and Topaz. A demonstration at Ohio's Kent State University ended tragically when National Guardsmen opened fire, killing 4 students. And there were further revelations of the happenings at Mylae. General Piers on Mylae.
There was testimony and evidence to indicate that certain individuals, either wittingly or unwittingly, by their action, suppressed information from the incident from being passed up the chain of command. I'm not going to try to characterize what occurred there. I can say, however, and I feel that the public is entitled to know, that our inquiry clearly established that a tragedy of major proportions occurred there on that date.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn was awarded the 1970 Nobel Prize for Literature, in a year which saw the publication of The Exiles by Michael Arlen, The Driver's Seat by Muriel Spark, C.P. Snow's Last Things, and a purportedly genuine series of reminiscences by Nikita Khrushchev. Actor Lee Marvin unexpectedly found himself in the hit parade as he sang,
"I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering star. Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. Goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born
names passed from the scene in 1970, among them philosopher Bertrand Russell, financier Hjalmar Schacht, stripper Gypsy Rose Lee, and author John O'Hara. And France said goodbye to the giant who'd shaped the country's destiny in the post-war years, Charles de Gaulle. He'd not always been easy to deal with, as recalled by Britain's Lord Avon.
When we finished, you know, he and I, when we... It so happened that Mr. Churchill was away when he finally came to say goodbye, to go to North Africa to leave our country and to set up his own organization there. And he came to say goodbye. And when the conversation was over, our talk was over, I said, you know, General, I must tell you that you have given us a great deal of trouble. Indeed, you've given us, I think, more trouble than all our other allies put together. And he stopped and he smiled and he said, well, of course, that's very true.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.